Megan Fun of Sports is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older. Hello, everybody, and welcome on into this week's edition of Megan Fun of Sports. We have a draft day special for you all. That's right, we're talking about NFL football season once again. I am Megan Connolly, joined as always by Megan Gailey. Megan, what's happening?
Killing.
I like that. Killing.
I said chilling.
Oh, I thought you said killing. I was like, all right, yeah, she's
I'm just killing it as Megan in LA.
Good. Well, we love to hear it. We shall kick the show off the way that we always do with our morons and our menches of the week. I will start, and I would like to give my mensch of the week to you, Megan Gailey.
Wow.
Yesterday, we all celebrated 1 year since your beautiful baby boy, Conrad, was born. I'm a very sentimental person, just reflecting on this past year. This time last year, Eddie and I were doing the podcast without you. And I think we've grown a lot as a show. Mm-hmm. It's been really fun to watch you from afar tackle motherhood. And we are all just really proud of you. And so you are my mensch, you and your beautiful baby Conrad. You sent us a gorgeous picture of him yesterday. All of the nurses at the doctor's office were falling in love with your child, as they should.
He's got it. And you sent a gorgeous bouquet of flowers to celebrate. We went to Disneyland yesterday. Lot of bad jerseys there. Ooh. Disneyland is a great place to go. Wow, I forgot. I mean, there was a man wearing a Seahawks Russell Wilson jersey. And I go, sir, we got to update. We got to move on. You see really like Mickey baseball jerseys, funny stuff. My least favorite apparel I saw, though, was a family, and the mom and son are wearing shirts that say best day ever, like in the Disney font. And then the dad is wearing a shirt that says most expensive day ever. And it just,
I like it.
It hits me in a place that I go, I don't like this. And it may be because I'm sure that man is not paying for it by himself. Like, it's like we live in a world and a country where you need two incomes to be able to have a child and go to Disney. And I'm like, sir, if you don't like it here and you think it's so expensive, stay the home, or just buy a shirt that says, I hate my family. Because that's how, I'm like, are you not having fun? Conrad had such a great time. Zero tears.
Wow.
Zero tears. He went on a ride. So cute. He was really brave because we went on the Alice in Wonderland ride, which I thought was just like you're outside the whole time. No, you go inside. There's like psychedelic things happening. It was even a little freaky for me. He got to run around Toontown. He pulled a woman's hair. He got hugged by a boy he didn't know. He ate a hot dog. He spit up some pizza. He peed through his pants. Mm-hmm. It was a real special time. They are stingy with these characters now.
They are. Did you not see Daisy? She's your favorite, right?
Daisy is nowhere. I'm actually going to need to do a documentary about it. There's no Daisy merch. It's like, what did Daisy do? I don't know if Daisy had an abortion.
Did she cheat on Donald?
No. She loves Donald, despite Donald being a damn but no, I even like asked people, like this man named Dave, he goes, Daisy's stuff really hard to find. He said it like that, like there was a story behind it.
We are talking enough about Daisy Duck as a society.
We're not. But no, they have the characters, they got C-listers, D-listers out there. Mm. Some cow named Arabella, they're treating this like she's damn Kamala Harris. They got Secret Service all around. I go, nobody knows who Arabella is.
I have no idea who Arabella is.
The most famous one, I saw Pluto. Pluto's heading out. Oh, okay. Pluto's got an appointment. And then and then we saw Jesse from Toy Story. It's like,
we want Woody. We want Buzz. We want Woody. Mr. Potato Head.
We see Jesse. I go, Jesse! You know, so excited. She got red hair, whatever. And so we get in the line and, you know, Jesse's wrangler was like, so Jesse actually needs to wrap up. Like, it's the way they talk about it. It's so, it's like, this is a fake character dressed in, like, this is a person dressed as a fake character. Just let my damn baby see the character.
Did Mickey obviously has to be there, right?
Mickey's in his house. Mickey's in his house. 45 minute wait.
To see Mickey? Really? See
Mickey. And then they got Minnie separate, 30 minute wait.
Now, how long is the wait to see the cast of Frozen? I feel like that's...
I didn't even see those. They're on... They're at the draft. No, they're at the draft. They're in Kansas City.
And they couldn't have a backup. There's only one.
No, and then like I thought maybe it was Pocahontas because it was like a girl dressed as Pocahontas, but there was no one around her. And our nanny who we had come with us was like, I think that's just like a side character. But like, I'm about to go up to anybody, you know, like I'm going to make anything work. If you got a sombrero on, I'm telling Conrad it's the whole cast of Coco. Okay. But we had a really, really fun time and everyone was in a good mood. Like everyone, good. We got to chat with other families. So it was great. Thank you so much for your love and support.
Well, I just feel like, you know, we obviously on my birthday, I think about me and only me because it's my birthday. But really, yeah. I did nothing on my birthday. My mother did all the work on my birthday.
Right.
So I do feel like the mothers need to be acknowledged on the child's birthday because absolutely. They did the work. So that's why I sent you a bouquet of flowers. I threw Conrad's name on it because, you know, he matters to me as well, but it was really about you. So happy birthday.
Thank you. My mensch this week, I went to the Lakers Grizzlies game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And so my mensch is Red Panda, who performed at halftime. Now, this gal, when you hear Red Panda performing at halftime, you go, I know it's going to be a great show. She's on her unicycle. She mm-hmm. throws the bowls. I find her to be so good. And then they were giving close-ups and I was like, oh, Red Panda is now in her 50s.
Yeah. And I think she's lost her fastball. I saw her at the Big East tournament. Not a great performance by Red Panda.
She had it at the Lakers game. She had it. And so now I'm like, maybe it was the star studded event. Also, Flea performed the Star Spangled Banner on his trumpet. It was so sick, so good. Like even black people were like, I guess I'll stand. Like, this is good. Like he really, and Flea noted Lakers fan. The atmosphere between that and Red Panda was top notch. Red Panda she was like riffing. She was going rogue. She threw extra bowls up there because she was hitting every single mark.
I'm really happy to hear this because college basketball season is her time to shine. We don't mm-hmm. often see Red Panda at NBA games. So maybe since she had such a disappointing college basketball season, if she can't get it done at the Garden, I don't know where you can get it done at. So I'm Crypto. Glad to hear that you got to see Red Panda in her prime at crypto.com arena, also known as Staples Center.
Gorgeous legs for a 50. Some
she is getting up there, and it leads us to wonder who is going to replace Red Panda.
I don't know. There's a gal who throws her the bowls, mm-hmm. and she's really beautiful. She was in like a purple suit, and I'm like, I wonder if that's a daughter, a niece, or if that's just like a hired friend, or that could just be the like they have auditions at Crypto and they're like, who can throw the bowls the best? But she was great, but riding on a unicycle, very tough.
When I was at the Celtics game, they had a dog getting frisbees.
I love him too. He's amazing. Really, I've seen him. I love him. Eddie, do you have a mensch this week?
I do. My mention this week, so we're recording this right now, midday Wednesday, 1:15 Pacific time. The draft, obviously, tomorrow, NFL draft. And this is maybe simple and stupid, but for me, a person who loves the draft, one of my favorite events of the year, what I love about this one, and yeah, there's a clear favorite. It's probably Bryce Young, obviously, if you're looking at the odds. But there's still a little bit of intrigue with this first overall pick. And the years leading up to it, we've always had, like, the clear-cut favorite, even remember a decade ago or so, like they were signing rookies to deals before the draft mm-hmm. even happened. Mm-hmm. Like there was no, like nothing fun about this. And this draft to me, even though some people are saying doesn't have the super high-end talent, which is wrong mm-hmm. because every draft always has the Hall of Fame players. What's great about this one is we really don't know what's going to happen at one, definitely because of this Will Levis story, even though I think it's kind of a smokescreen. And then number two, like, it's pretty divided. Will the Texans take a quarterback or not? Are they going to go edge rusher? Is Anthony Richardson a legitimate top 3 to 5 player in this draft? Like, there's so many question marks, and we still have nothing mapped out this close to the draft. And I really cannot remember a draft that this has happened before. And I'm the first one to poo-poo the NFL if they screw up. But this year, it's actually been quite exciting. And maybe that's because my Giants aren't picking the top 5 anymore. So I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, but, must be fun for you.
Well, hopefully for you, Megan, you get your quarterback in the future. But this is so great that it's still exciting to put the draft down and be like, I really don't know what's going to happen. So shout out to the NFL and the Panthers too for keeping it on lockdown if they know their pick, which I think they probably do. But this is quite a bit of fun.
Eddie's mentioned this week, Roger Goodell. I never saw that one coming. Absolutely love it. Eddie, stay with us. No, come back. Eddie, stay with us and give us right into your moron.
My moron, I'm going to bash a different league. This can count as the hockey update, but this is a couple games ago. This happened right after we recorded last week. But in the Kings-Oilers game, I actually happened to go to Kings-Oilers game 4, game 3 on Friday. There was a really terrible call that could have shifted the series. Now, the Oilers, they won last night. They are leading the Kings, which I am happy about. And they really should have at least had the chance to win game 3, and that was in overtime. So what happened was there was a high, you cannot play the puck with a high stick, which means if your stick is above the crossbar, if you're holding the stick up vertically in the air, you're going to get whistled. What happens most of the time in regular season hockey, if it's a close play, they'll blow it dead and you'll just take a face off within the zone you're in on one of the circles. What happened in this game versus the Kings and Oilers, it happened to play. The puck was spinning upwards, clearly hit the top of a stick, and it changed trajectory and the way it was spinning, and it was going up, hit the stick, and then started to fall down. Clearly, that should be at least a whistle, and they reviewed this and still found it was not conclusive evidence to overturn that, which is terrible. And Connor McDavid, the best player in hockey, was right there at the play. McJesus was there, and he threw his hands up going like, hey, refs, blow the whistle, which obviously causes him to stop playing defense, and they scored like a split second later. And that was in overtime. The game ended like that, and even the Oilers coach, Jay Woodcroft, was saying, I'm going to side with the best player in hockey. Everyone online, all one side, it was like, that was clearly a high stick because the puck just changed the way it was flipping in midair. So I just wanted to throw that out there as my moron of the week, because not only am I not crushing just NFL refs this time, I'm also going to crush the NHL refs.
Yes.
And I'm proving
consistent.
It's equal not, opportunity.
And it's not with my teams. I do not root for the Oilers or the Kings. So this has nothing to do with my teams. So once again, I'm just trying to say, if you're going to review it, get it right.
You've got the technology.
That's what it comes. Yeah, and that's another great point too. They basically not enough conclusive camera evidence. Like there was not enough cameras on this puck that they could have changed their minds, but all of Twitter seemingly figured it out. And we were all on the same side. So it was pretty bad. So it's happening in every sport, but we're in 2023. Like, you have to be able to get these calls accurate if you're going to take the time to review them. So NHL and the referee crew, bad job. And you get the moron of the week.
So Roger Goodell as the mensch, and then, which is NHL totally off brand
as moron.
And we have officials as moron, which is back.
Somebody put something in Eddie's Cheerios. Okay, so my moron this week is Dylan the Villain Brooks. Mm. Now, first of all, he called LeBron old. We've all seen that. I don't think we should be age shaming, especially someone that's like that much better than you. And then he goes on to have, he goes on this tirade about how like he doesn't care about LeBron. He doesn't matter. He's old until someone puts 40 on him. And then since then, he's had two terrible games. So he's 7 for 24 of shooting. He's getting booed out of crypto. He gets ejected for hitting LeBron James in his parts, which seems to be the only way to get ejected now. They're like, if the refs,
unless you're Draymond Green, then there's plenty of ways to get
ejected. Down on them hitting each other in the balls. They go, you hit each other in the balls, you're out of here. I mean, it's truly like a third grade playground. And then in addition to that, so it's like he goes on a tirade, then he plays terribly, then he either refuses to talk to the media or he blames the media and the fans for making him the villain. And it's like, Dylan, that you can't just lean in at this point. Yeah. Do a press conference and go, yeah, I didn't have it, or still be a villain in the press conference. But to say we've made this up, I will not be gaslit by Dylan Brooks. And I do feel sad when they booed him. When I was at the game, I kept thinking Dylan Brooks is someone's baby. You know, like he is someone's Conrad.
You got to get over this feeling bad, because even people you hate, you still feel bad for.
But guess what? But then I go, something happened to Dylan Brooks. No. And then I'm like, we got to fit. I wish we could get some sort of acne situation. Like there's just a lot going on there, and maybe it's more about the acne. But I really, I don't understand what's going on in his brain. And I do think he's hurting his team through all of this too. I guess that's like the real issue. I bet they're looking at him like, shut up, dog.
I think the Grizzlies are going to have a lot of players only meetings this offseason. Because they're a very talented team where a lot of off court things happened that affected them on the court.
Yeah, they need to go to one of those ropes courses. They need to do some trust falls. They need to have like some camping out in the woods. We're making hot dogs on an open flame. Let's tell each other.
We're singing carols.
Send them to Boy Scout camp.
I'm totally with you. Yes. Megan, Memphis Grizzlies to Boy Scout camp.
Yes. Megan, who is your moron this week?
My moron this week is our coworker, Kevin Hench, one of the hosts of the Minus Three podcast on the Extra Points Network. Kevin Hench went on the show, and I am all for making fun of each other. I like it. I think conflict is good. This one came out of left field, though. Kevin Hench, out of nowhere, went to had the audacity to say, after Sal and many others had so many wonderful compliments for me after my sub-3-hour marathon, Sal claiming that it's the biggest sports accomplishment of anybody on staff, which I really appreciated. Eddie backed up, multiple people backed up. I was very flattered by that. Kevin Hench, on the other hand, says that this is not an athletic accomplishment and says that running actually isn't a sport. And what is more impressive than breaking 3 hours in the marathon is shooting 54 of 62 from the free throw line in high school basketball.
And that's something he did.
Yes. Which also, I did some research, and that wouldn't even qualify him for a top shooting percentage on maxpreps.com for high school, because he didn't get to the line enough times, which is probably because he didn't play often enough, because he's not good enough to contribute to his team. But listen, I'm going to save all of that for -3 when Kevin Hench and I address each other. We're going to go face to face on -3, but I'm giving him my moron of the week. And you guys can all tune in to that conversation this week. I feel like a lawyer. I've been prepping it all. I have a whole file together.
No, I can point, tell.
Counterpoint, all of this. My haircut is really living up to its billing. I went to get my nails done last week, and I sat next to a girl who is a wrestler, also goes to the same place, sat next to me. The nail guy was like, Megan, I had no idea you worked in wrestling. I would have guessed you were a lawyer. And I was like, this stupid haircut. Of course, cool. I have a lawyer haircut. I do. Cool. So
can I throw two of my sports accomplishments in there?
Yeah, let's throw it in there.
I won my first ever varsity tennis match when I was a freshman in high school. So that's pretty impressive. It was an away match at a school where it is rumored that a former Grand Dragon of the KKK is buried beneath the high school football field. And I went out there and I said, I'm going to F this biatch up. And I did. Thank you. And then also there is an award at my high school named after me called the Megan Gailey Pretty in Pink Award. And it is given to a senior golfer who displays coachability, leadership, and something else.
I'm very proud of you. I would also just like to point out right now that Megan Gailey still does not know how to ride a bike.
We will work on it. Who does know how to ride a bike? I'm guessing Raymond Hall, who was last weekend's prop quiz winner with 7 right. There's also, we're doing a very fun thing. It's the inaugural Extra Points prop draft. And I had the 3rd pick. I went yesterday and I picked in honor of us that the Big Ten was going to have over 8.5 players drafted in the first round. Yes. And Sal retweeted it and a listener made fun of me and said, did she go to the Harry School of Picking? And it's like, sir, I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm just trying to have a nice time in a contest that's not real.
Listen, I think 8.5 over could easily happen. You gave Northwestern a shout out. They will have a first rounder this year. I know that is shocking news to a lot of people, but there is an offensive lineman out of Northwestern who is an absolute stud, and he's going to be probably the top offensive lineman taken. I think 8.5, it's going to be right around there. I'm probably going to get made fun of because I'll give you a little teaser. I'm taking the exact opposite of Dave Damashek, which is over 1.5 running backs, which I know is unpopular in today's world. We don't respect running backs anymore, but I do think 2 are going to go in the first round, which isn't a lot, but the over will still hit.
It's really not a lot. So. Okay, let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back with lots of NBA news.
Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? 2 words, Caesars Rewards. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. Hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, and so much more. It's not just an app, it's an empire. Must be 21 plus. Must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? In Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris Philadelphia, if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Or in Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In Colorado, Washington, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. In Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. In Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harris, New Orleans. In Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. In Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. We are back, and Ime Udoka is also back after all of the controversy surrounding his inappropriate relationship with a Celtics staffer. We still don't know the dirty details about this, and I want to know the dirty details about this. There's got to be something more to the situation, but it's not the Celtics' problem anymore. It's now Houston's problem. How long before he sleeps with somebody's wife in Houston, Texas?
Well, and also, it's just like, hasn't the city of Houston, like, kind of had enough at this point? I mean, that is where most of, if not all of, the Deshaun Watson misconduct and all of those allegations came out. It's just like, I don't know, when stuff like this happens, I go, it baffles me. The Rockets are a mess.
I feel like it's kind of unfair to the Celtics, right? Like, they had to fire him because there's more to this story that they're not letting out, right? But we knew Ime was going to get another job. So they fire him or they suspend him, however you want to frame it. It's like, but he's going to get hired again by somewhere else. And now the Celtics can't have him. Listen, I think their new coach, Joe Mazzulla, has done an okay job this year. I also don't really like him. And I don't think many Celtics fans do like
really
him.
Silly.
He doesn't call full timeouts. His media interviews are terrible. Yeah. He is borderline awkward all of the time, no matter what he's saying. But like, it's okay for this guy to go coach for another team. It just doesn't seem fair to Celtics fans or to the Celtics organization.
Well, and I think that's what you're saying. And again, we don't know the full story. So it's like the Celtics may have been like, maybe their hand wasn't forced. Maybe they go, oh, this is bad enough that, like, good riddance. In positive news, your guy, Paolo Banchero, won Rookie of the Year. You had money on that, right?
I did. I had money on that. And then I also had money on Bol Bol of the Orlando Magic to win Most Improved Player. In my mind, he was the most improved player. No team wanted him. And he came in and made an impact for Orlando. But how these things work, if you're not a good team, you're not competitive, they don't really care about you enough. So Lori, I'm going to totally butcher that
Markkanen
last name. Can you say it?
I believe it's Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah, it is Lauri Markkanen. It's spelled the exact same way as it sounds.
And the incredible news about him is he just joined the Finnish army. He is originally from Finland, and I believe he volunteered. I don't think it's required service. Maybe it is, and he had a pass out of it because he's a NBA player. Mm-hmm. But pictures have come out of him. He's cut the hair. He's in the Finnish army. Now, I don't think Finland is on the verge of any wars, but they actually may be helping in Ukraine. Who knows? I really don't know the Finnish diplomacy, but kudos to him. I mean,
We respect the troops here at Megan Fauna Sports.
Oh, so kudos and you know, sports loves the troops. And now we got a sport and a troop. Okay. Now into the playoffs, which is the meat of what's going on. There have been some teams eliminated. The Nets out. I forgot they were in. Me too. The Timberwolves out. That was a brutal one. Has anyone else fallen yet? I've got it right here in front of me. I think we've had one more team bounced.
Knicks have a 3-1 lead over the Cavs. So,
oh my God.
The Cavs are hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, these New York fans are truly celebrating in wild fashion. Oh, and the Clippers. The Clippers were eliminated last night. Kawhi Leonard hurt, who doesn't play.
It is interesting because he doesn't play and he also doesn't speak. So we can't really get a feel on what is going on for Kawhi Leonard. But when he does play, he is the best player on the
incredible. Court. He looked so good, but I do wonder if playing irregularly in the regular season does open you up for more injury. Like, I don't think he sits because of trying to avoid injury. I think it's wear and tear, and he just sort of has carved out to do what he wants. But it almost seems like that inactivity makes him more ripe for getting injured, because he does. Like, if he had been in, they were giving the Suns a series there. So I'm disappointed. He doesn't want to play anywhere. Like, he wants to play in LA. So there's only two teams. So it's like, I don't even, CJ and I were having a long conversation about this last night of like, okay, Paul George kept being like, I promise I can't play. I'm really hurt. And it's like, okay, playoff P. And then Kawhi, he doesn't want to go anywhere else, and it doesn't seem like they would force him.
He just goes dead silent too.
Russ has been a lot of places, and it seemed like this was a very successful version of that. And I'm so happy for them. Even when they got eliminated last night, I said, well, now Russ can spend more time with his kids. I always see the glass half full for my King Russ, but it's like, CJ was saying he does not see this Clippers team being blown up because there's nowhere to blow them.
Yeah. And at this point, it's like, what we see of Kawhi is fantastic. But I heard a stat earlier today. I think in his three seasons with the Clippers, he has played 52 games. 3 years, which is far too few games, especially if you're spending the money to have a player like Kawhi Leonard.
I know Steve Ballmer is frustrated. And you can tell Ty Lue, who's a really good coach, is as well. Okay.
You know who else is frustrated? Celtics fans, because last night the Celtics had the opportunity to seal the series at home, lock up a win, and they did not respect the Hawks nearly enough, could never put the game away, and Trae Young hit a three-pointer to take the lead with 7 seconds left and crushed everybody in the TD Garden's crushed the hearts of everybody in the TD Garden. And I watched this entire game. I think the Celtics had it coming because, like I said, they never put the game away. It almost seemed like they didn't respect the Atlanta Hawks. And I even said live on this podcast last week that I would not want Trae Young to be the star of my team. But it seemed like the Celtics completely forgot what Trae Young can do, and that is hit clutch three-pointers. And he did that in their face to win the game.
Another absolutely shocking performance was a 56-point game from Jimmy Butler the other night. The Heat and 8 seed are now up 3-1 over the Bucks. Now, we're big Buckheads here. And Giannis has been hurt. He did come back, and it almost seemed like they weren't going to bring him back until it was dire and they needed him. And then maybe they brought him back and were like, oh, even if he's at 70%, that's still good. And then Jimmy Butler has an all-time game. Yes. And now the Bucks are on the verge of elimination. And like, yes, do I think it's possible for them to come back? Yes, of course it's possible. Do I think it's probable? I absolutely do not.
Then that's what I think happened to the Celtics, right? They look at their path. It's like, okay, the Bucks are banged up. We got to get through Miami. There's a bunch of other injuries to star players going around. Their path keeps getting easier and easier. However, they got caught sleeping last night against the Hawks, and now they need to take care of business on the road in Atlanta to end the series. You don't want to go to a game seven, not in round one.
No. So Lakers have a chance to close it out tonight against the Grizzlies. CJ says they got to do it tonight. You know, it's how you are talking about the Celtics. It's like you got that 3-1 lead, you gotta lay down the hammer. The most compelling series continues to be Kings Warriors, which is now tied at 2 game 5 tonight. It's a really fun series. I guess as someone who loves a Lakers fan, the good thing is these two teams are maybe just tiring each other out, beating up on each other, and they'll be depleted. But Megan, I'm with you. I want this Kings team to win.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I love fun. Monk. I love all of these young stars here and your old King Sabonis. Yeah. As well.
I know it's
tough for you because
No, okay. It's absolutely not. Cause then I think that's a trade that really, really worked out for both teams. And then I get to go, the Pacers are in the playoffs, even though they're absolutely not. Okay.
Well, I think it would be kind of fun though. I know you don't believe in them, but if you look at the championship winner odds, the Lakers are at +950 right now. Mm-hmm. It's not insane to throw a little bit of money on that, especially to the point that you mentioned these two teams are tiring each other out. I do think the Kings would be an easier opponent for the Lakers. I think the TV partners, they all want the Warriors, obviously. But +950, the way this Lakers team has looked, not terrible.
Well, and I think the TV partners also want the Lakers. Speaking of the Warriors, there was a fun little story that I sent you via Instagram. Draymond Green's podcast. Haven't listened to it, but sometimes clips come out. That's like the fun thing about it. You don't need to listen to these full podcasts of these athletes because it's like...
Except ours. You need to listen to the full Megan Fun of Book.
We're not
athletes. I mean, we are.
Well, you're an athlete.
You know, you have the golf award. I have the running. We are both athletes.
So, Damian Lillard was on Draymond Green's podcast, even though it seemed like it might be Damian Lillard's podcast because Draymond was talking the whole time. But I'm a talker and do the same thing. But Draymond says that he was not invited to Harrison Barnes' wedding because of the KD trade. But Steph, Clay, I'm guessing maybe even Steve Kerr, everybody else was. He said he didn't care. He goes, well, I don't care. And it's like, you're talking about it, what I believe now is years later, on your own podcast. Draymond, I think you do care.
Definitely cares. There, if he didn't care, he wouldn't have even noticed that he wasn't invited. He is bitter about this. He is mad that he wasn't there for the pictures. I'm sure the spread was fantastic at wedding.
NBA wedding.
He's very upset that he was not involved in this, but he wouldn't bring it up if he wasn't upset.
No. And that's why I like when men are petty, because I think women get blamed for being petty and caring about that stuff. Yes. And it's like, yeah, look, how does Draymond is exactly the type of person who notices every invitation and every non-invitation. Like he's got a kill list and it's just people whose like birthdays that he was not included in.
And this is interesting because this is the second time in like a 2-month span that we've had a wedding situation come up. Before it was that Josh McDaniels was not invited to a wedding. And now we have Draymond not invited to a wedding. I thought that men would be jumping for joy when they found out that they didn't have to go to a wedding. Like my husband and I are going to a wedding in a couple of weeks. And he's like, I got to fly with the suit. I got to do the whole thing. It is a process. Us gals, we love going to the weddings. We love putting on the dresses. We love the dancing. I don't think men feel the same way about the weddings.
No. And CJ and I were going to a wedding and he was like, now I don't want you going in there going, ours was this. And we had this instead. And I go, I would never do that. And then we get there and you know who was doing that? Him. CJ. Yeah.
I'm like, save it for the car. It is interesting because after you have your own wedding, every wedding you go to, you're just like, well, it would have been better if they did it the way I did.
Maybe that's why Draymond wanted to go. So he could be like, their flowers suck. Okay. I think we've done a great NBA roundup. As was mentioned at the top of the show, it is draft week. I'm trying.
excited. But before we get to draft week, we have some very important news to dissect here. It is extremely important. And it is not only the fact that Aaron Rodgers has now been traded to the Jets. It is official. It is that Aaron Rodgers was traded to the Jets while Mercury is in retrograde. Now, we have discussed Mercury in retrograde on this very podcast many times. And the number one rule about Mercury in retrograde is that you do not sign any contracts. You do not make any big decisions. We know Aaron Rodgers is a crystal guy. This cannot be well for Jets fans. I'm just saying it right now. Terrible timing for this. Wait another week. Wait until Mercury is out of retrograde. This is not going to end well.
See, and I think what it also proves is that Aaron Rodgers is just a phony, where it's like, if you really believed that much in this stuff, you wouldn't do that. But like, he doesn't actually, you know, he just wants to do ayahuasca. And it's like, dog, you can just do drugs. You don't have to pretend that you're smart to do them. Yes. Okay. So he is
this is also a tough time for draft people too. I mean, we are drafting players, making lifetime decisions while Mercury is in retrograde. Yeah. I just think the NFL might need to adjust this.
Now, did you see that picture? I think it was from NFL Live, and it was like all the panelists, and it's them being like, huh, oh, and I think it was them reacting to the fact that the trade happened. And when I saw the trade happen, I went, like, it was just like, we knew it was coming.
Finally. Finally. Can we just stop talking about this? I mean, the fact that we had to wait over a month for it to happen is classic Aaron Rodgers anyway. And I almost think that he did this on purpose, the Mercury in retrograde thing, because he is no longer with his former crystal girlfriend. He's allegedly with the Bucks owner's daughter. Who is younger than me. And Aaron Rodgers is obviously way older than both of us. So that's interesting, but I digress. So maybe he did this as like to get the ex's attention.
Yeah. So the Jets get Aaron Rodgers and then the 15th and 170th pick. Packers receive first round, second round, 207th. I don't know where that falls. And then I believe another conditional pick. I saw it, I go, oh, I actually don't think that's a ton.
No. And it's basically that second round pick can turn into a first round pick if Aaron Rodgers plays the majority of the season.
Right. It's the Carson Wentz deal that the Colts had. I didn't think it was a ton. And then I remembered how old he is. Yeah. And I was like, maybe it's
fine. But he also is 1 year removed from the MVP season. So if this deal didn't happen, I'm convinced that Aaron Rodgers would have sat out, because I don't think he was going to play for the Packers regardless.
Now, the Jets are perennial losers. And to the point where we've both worked in sports enough, we know people inside the Jets organization have had to call news broadcasts and be like, hey, can you please stop making fun of us? You know, they're just like a classic punchline in that way. And so I feel for them. That is sad. Is this Super Bowl or it's a failure?
I mean, for Jets fans, it's like, can we just get to the playoffs first and then talk Super Bowl later? The funniest story out of all of this is Zach Wilson's reaction, because he said before, and he said this even before Aaron Rodgers was drafted, he said that he's going to make Aaron Rodgers' life a living hell day in and day out of practice. I would love to see this. I also was dying laughing at the reports coming out of Zach Wilson's mother's reaction to this, because this is what we all need to know. We need to know what Mama Wilson thinks about Aaron Rodgers joining the same team as her little baby boy. And she said that she's always been a fan of Rodgers. So
she said, Lord have mercy. Okay.
Now, I would love if Aaron Rodgers started dating Zach Wilson's mom. Now, that would be good. And I'm sure they're close to the same age.
Yeah. When I saw that he was like, I'm going to make his life a living hell, my initial reaction was to laugh. And then my second reaction was, you know what? This swagger, this is how he pulls those mature women. Because he puffs up his little chest and he said, I'm a big boy now. And they go, ooh, you are.
Okay. He does love moms. Aaron Rodgers does not love his mom. They actually don't speak. So maybe that's how he's going to get under his skin. Get with Aaron Rodgers' mom that he's a sweetie from.
Can the Jets be the Hard Knocks team? They didn't make the playoffs and they don't have a new coach.
Yes, we need the Jets on Hard Knocks.
And it would piss him off so much. Okay, so switching over to draft news. There, as Eddie mentioned, there is some mystery. The two main stories Will Levis, is that how you say it?
Yes, it is.
Boy Who Hates Milk.
And now not Raquel Levis, who has also been in the news, right? Yes. From all of the scandal, all the reality TV drama.
They're not so these related?
Levises. I don't think so.
Okay. So there was an anonymous post that said he on Reddit, so a grain, that said he was telling friends and family he was going first overall.
I don't know why I laughed at that.
No, I don't think this is true. There is also, and this is not on Reddit, these are reports that are coming out. CJ Stroud's, the test is called an S2. Yes. And it is.
This is no longer the Wonderlic test,
yes,
right?
It's yes, S2 this has replaced it.
Yes. So we had the SAT and the ACT. Now we have the S2 and the
S2. So the S2 score has been leaked and the score is low. He has been asked about it. And he said, I'm a football player, not a test taker. I said, okay, that's kind of cool.
Response. His score was not only low. It was 18% out of 100. Now, I get it. You're not a test taker, but you can score above 18% on a test. Come on, bro.
But here's the thing, too, is whoever administered the test, they have been interviewed and they were shown these leaks. And they said two of the scores that were leaked were not accurate. So we don't even know if that's the accurate.
Well, I hope it's not accurate, because if you got eight, you have to try to get 18% out of 100 on a test. You have to try to be that bad.
Well, for me, I was kind of happy to hear this because I've wanted the Colts to draft CJ Stroud the whole time, and it felt like he was going to be out of reach. Mm-hmm. But now there's report he's dropping. He's going to be a bust, and it's like okay, like he's a bust. Like I'm trying to perpetuate this.
Yes.
I'm like 18. No, it wasn't accurate. It was 17. Like I want it to be even lower because I want the Colts to be able to get him.
Mm-hmm.
No way. I mean, and now we're a day out. And at this point, the GMs and scouts, they've seen them. They've interviewed them. They have a good sense that even if a test is this low, could that really bump someone from picking him that had their heart set that it was going to be a good pick?
Well, I don't know who showed up at his birthday party. That's what we really need to find out. Was the test score low and did no one show up at his birthday party? We need to know. These are the important things that general managers need to study in the NFL in order to decide who they are drafting. But I think 18 out of 100 in Indiana, he'll be all right.
Yeah, he's valedictorian of every Indiana school. Okay, so Megan, we love to see the fashions, the moms, the girlfriends, the phones.
Well, next week we're going to have a whole girlfriend review, which last draft I did with Harry. I think you will be much better
Harry doesn't need to be reviewing women.
We did an over-under on how long their relationship was going to last based on what we saw at the draft last year. So we're going to do that next week on Megan Fun of Sports.
Yes. Titans GM Rand Carthen, never heard of this man, says they have not received calls about Derrick Henry. And I guess it's considered an aged running back at this point. They are not shopping him, despite reports everywhere that they're trying to move him.
Listen, I think they should keep Derrick Henry, right? I don't think they should pay him, but why would you not keep him? I see on here right now, Cardinals uniform, new uniforms, and they want our thoughts. So I need to Google it right now to see
what these look like. The Cardinals are the number one team that I forget exists.
Yes.
So,
oh, and I typed in Cardinals uniforms, and you know what I got? St. Louis Cardinals. So Google also.
And like for a baseball team to come up before an NFL team, like that shows you the world's kind of forgotten the Cardinals too.
Okay, I see their new uniforms with the ARZ. They honestly don't look that different to me. I think they're all right.
You know, I'm not a fan of the state of Arizona. I'm good. Joe Burrow and Justin Jefferson both had their options picked up. No big shock there. The Colts. Oh, boy. We do need to get our minds together. Someone sent me their Colts schedule, and then they go, oh, I should have done this instead of this. And I'm thinking maybe just doing that. I'm like, do I need to share the winnings with them if that's the case?
No, we're going to come up with our own. We need to get put on a Google Drive share list together and come up with this whole thing so that we can win $1 million. I'm a frequent Zillow consumer. Yeah. I'm on Zillow more than any other app on my phone. And I started to think, if we want $1 million, what can I buy with $1 million?
Pasadena, baby. Pasadena.
Oh,
yes. Well, you know, you don't get the full million, Megan. You have to split it with me, well, and then we have to pay taxes.
No, we're not paying the taxes. Remember, we're having Ursae pay the taxes. Right. In Florida.
Mm-hmm. Either. We got two outs. We got two outs.
Yeah.
For all the listeners who want to also get in on this, the final deadline is April 30th. You got to have your picks in by April 30th.
Oh, shoot. We don't have that much time. All right. No, we will get together and we will reveal it next week on Megan Fun of Sports, along with our girlfriend review over under on relationships.
Things to look forward to. Let's take a quick break and then we'll be back with a very quick baseball update, because then I have to go to a laser hair removal appointment.
All right, we are back and I have massive news for you all. Absolutely massive news. The Chicago White Sox have contacted me. We've been in contact and they have asked me to throw out a first pitch at Guaranteed Rate Field. This is a childhood dream. I am so excited about it. We have not selected a date yet. July 29th was thrown around. Now there's some conflict with the family, so I'm trying to figure out another day, but it is probably going to be in August, late July, sometime around there. And this past weekend, my husband and I went to Dick's, picked up a new glove. Yeah. Oh my gosh, gloves are so expensive. I got the cheap glove, and the cheap glove was $89.
Joe Biden's America. Wow.
It is wild how expensive these gloves are. And if you're a parent and like you have a sports kid, you're like, I might as well get the more expensive one, because if they really like it, then I'm going to have to get a new one eventually. So we'll just splurge at the beginning. So we went to the field. I was, doing some long toss, warming up. Not going to lie, the shoulder was a little sore. I sent you guys a picture of me icing it. That was just a joke. I didn't really ice it, but I just took the picture because I wanted to make you all laugh. And then the even bigger news, you're going to laugh at this. AJ Pruszynski of the White Sox, of the 2005 World Series champion White Sox, follows me on Instagram and we've exchanged DMs here and there. He does not have a blue check mark, so it might just be some wrestling fan that's pretending to be AJ Pruszynski. Not sure. I think it's the real one though. He always posts his podcast. So I'm just gonna go along with the thumbs up that it is.
Okay, don't send them any nudes until you verify it's him.
All right, I'll lay off on the nudes that I just send out there on the internet all the time. But I DM'd him, told him the news about the White Sox, sent him my very best video of me throwing from the mound. And he said, where do you live? I said, I live in Orlando. He said, so do I. If you would like to practice, I'll meet you and we can practice.
Andrew, so, what does Andrew say?
Andrew was like, wow, I guess I don't need to practice with you anymore. But AJ and I are going to meet up and have a little throwing session. It is him, Megan. I know it is him. I did look it up. Everything he said checks out. So I'm going to meet up with one of my childhood heroes, AJ Pruszynski, and work on throwing out this first pitch. This is unbelievable.
I want Andrew there because I feel like there's something sexy going on. A famous soccer player who I do not follow DM'd me yesterday. Hi, Megan, waving hand emoji. And I'm like, what do you want? You better get out of here. Maybe it's because I posted a story of my big fat booty at the outside of Crypto. And I was like, yeah, you know, that took some attention.
Here, we both just might get killed via Instagram. It's fine.
I know nothing about baseball that's happening right now.
The White Sox make me so depressed. They are one of the worst teams in baseball right now. Their record after they lose this game that they're down. I just got a notification. What are they down right now? Oh, they're down 4-0 to the Blue Jays. And once they lose this game, they will be 7-16. So it's been a great season so far.
I'm seeing here Mikey Meatballs will have to face the cap of consequences for picking the Pirates to lose 10 games first. Bad news for Mikey Meatballs.
The Pirates now officially have lost $100 million player. The Royals and the White Sox and the Athletics still do not.
And I do know Fernando Tatis has returned to the Padres. I don't know how it's going, but welcome back. And I hope your ringworm has healed. Megan, before we go, can I just see this top you're wearing?
Oh, I have a great little outfit on. I was teaching a class today. So I have white, these are the white pants I wore to the Celtics game when I had that cute outfit on.
Yeah, a high waist pant, and then a little white corset. Okay, I love it. So. I do need to go. You look like you could be a draft day girlfriend, and I mean that with love.
Thank you. Wow, thank you. I'm honored.
Go Lakers, and go me, because I'm about to have my parents and in-laws staying with me for the next week.
Oh boy. Good luck to you. We will see you all next week. Best of luck to everybody who's gambling on the draft. Make sure you follow along at Extra Points so you can get all of our draft day content and our Extra Points prop draft on Twitter. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.